It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Boring. Boring, boring, boring. Boring, boring, boring. Boring.
I agree.
It's boring.
What happened?
What happened?
Our little baby's all grown up and they've completely changed.
And the formula is not difficult.
Messy, messy, messy.
Just make them messy. The Boom Boom Room isn't being used. There's a whole room.
Yeah, what the fuck? Boom Boom Room doesn't even exist anymore, it feels like.
There's no fights. People aren't hooking up at a house meant for hooking up. I mean, all we do is we just have conversations of people talking about terrible things that have happened in their lives and people psychoanalyzing each other. I don't want to watch people being amateur therapists for themselves.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And each other. I don't care. I don't care.
Look, accountability is one thing. Yes, like every now and again, that can be very refreshing. But when I watch Are You the One, I'm not watching for like watching growth. I'm not watching for, feel good stories or anything. I am watching for the mess.
Yes. And I'm not talking about the Roz and Ollie thing, by the way. That was really bad. I'm talking about the stuff that happened after that. I'm talking about the really boring.
Yes. No, but I'm also talking about the conversations that you were talking about too. Like where they're like, you need to talk about what you need and what are your faults.
Yeah, we're here to grow. Like,
enough of that crap.
No, you're here to hook up with each other and then you find your match and get mad at each other because you can't.
Yes, you're here to not let go of a person just because they're not your match. That's what so why don't you do it? They probably are. Again, this is not on the cast at all. From what I understand and from what I've seen on social media, this cast is messy. Messy as hell.
Yeah, they're really messy on Twitter.
I think they did a great job casting. I think they did a horrible job editing. Because from what we understand and from what it seems, there were lots of fights happening in the villa. Tons of them. And we don't get to see a damn thing.
We don't get to see anything. We just get to see people talking about their lives outside of the show.
Hashtag release the footage.
Yeah.
Release the footage. Come on.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on, man. I just don't know.
And we talked about this too. X on the Beach has changed. Everything's changing. Everything's trying to be like Netflix now. They're trying to make it like Love is Blind. They're trying to make it like that stuff. It's like, no, you're your own separate thing. I watch you for the trash. I watch you for the messiness, you know, and I love it. MTV's always been like my favorite network for reality TV when it comes to this stuff.
You know? Yes.
Because they're self-aware. It's fun. It's goofy. People don't get like too upset over this stuff. It's like, you know, it's understood that this is part of it. You know, it's all very self-aware.
Or they do get too upset. And that's when it gets really fun. You know?
Yes, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about things, Ben, shall we?
Oh, Clayton's in the chat. Here we go.
Uh-oh, Clayton's in the chat. Well, let's start to talk about things. The second that Ollie called Roz terrifying, we knew what he did. It was very bad. It was, I don't even know. I guess I saw it labeled a microaggression, but it was very clear to me why it was so triggering for Roz, and I was and it was very early before the show even showed Roz saying, you know, like, it's very easy for people to call black women aggressive. I was like, wow, that's basically the same thing calling a black woman aggressive, you know. Yeah, it's like very you know, it's something that happens all the time. So I was wondering if they were even going to talk about it, and I'm glad that it was shown. Yeah, really not cool, not okay.
Yeah, and good on everybody else for calling it out when it happened too. And you know, even his best buddy Clay, who's in our chat, was like, "Buddy, no, you can't do that. And I think always he did really think about it a lot afterwards, and you know, maybe there is growth there. You know, maybe talking to Roz, he learned something. You know, I don't know.
Yes. Thank God he came to this house
to grow.
But yeah.
No, it was it was a good conversation to have. It was good. Yeah.
Yeah. Roz said that she forgives him, but she's certainly not forget it, and that sucks for her. And you know, if she wants to accept the apology, it's for her to accept it. If she doesn't, she doesn't.
Yeah.
That's all we can really say about that. And Nathan, he's like, "I'm interested in you." And she's like, "I need to talk to Will." I'm like, "Haven't you already talked to Will? Hasn't this been over enough? Didn't you already say you're not interested in him? Is it Groundhog Day?"
We've been watching the same episode 3 in a row now. That's the same storyline.
Oh my God, can't they cut this part out for us? Like, are you out of footage? Like, I feel like we've been through this.
I know they're not out of footage. I know they're not.
Are they going to kiss each other again and we're going to get...
Oh my God. They kissed each other. What the fuck, man?
Like, I just couldn't believe the whole thing.
I'm dying to know what the rest of the sentence is going to be from Clay.
Clay came in and just said, "I'll..." And he never responded.
"You'll what?
You'll what, Clay? You'll trot? You'll eat a you'll dingo?
You'll Tweedledee all the way to kangaroo court? What's going on?"
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Will only realizes that he doesn't want to pursue Courtney when he doesn't like getting treated like a fucking idiot, you know? It's Courtney's fault.
Yeah.
What's been going on?
How dare she?
She needs to tell him 3 times very clearly that she's not interested in him anymore. Then it'll be fair.
Tap her shoes together 3 times.
Actions and words. That wish
come true.
God, she keeps leading him on.
I think he should pursue it. I think he should pursue it harder. I really do.
He needs to stop, you know, taking this lying down. He needs to, you know, really let her know how he feels.
Oh yeah. Please.
So we don't even get a challenge today. Ben, I wanted to bring up something. On Twitter, it has been brought up that there haven't been physical challenges because the season of Ariadne was filmed during a heat wave and temperatures got up to 115 or 120 degrees.
Oh my God.
So that's why there were no physical challenges. So
so that explains why you can only ever do tiles. And that's
Yeah, yeah.
Just tiles only.
The cast is saying we should go easy on the producers because... on how bad these challenges are because there was a heat wave. These challenges suck no matter what the temperature is.
Yeah. Also, aren't they doing those challenges outside? I don't...
But that's why they were so lame, because it's so hot, so they couldn't be running.
You can't move. Yeah.
It's like on Love Island, they never do like challenges where they're actually running, but we learn interesting, funny things about them. You know, it's like, "Oh, I want to figure out who the boy is who had like a threesome in a club," you know, like funny shit, you know, gets revealed about them.
Truth or dare over these challenges.
Yeah, it's I take
icebreakers over it. You know?
It's like Danielle revealed that like at home she would be like having a rotation of 6 guys, right? It's like we want to learn shit like that about people, like not be like, "Oh, like what do I care most about dating someone? Like, do I care most about heart, mind, body, or spirit on the tile?" You know, it's like, there's no excuse for this shit.
And, well, that's, and again, it's because MTV's flipping the brand on its head, basically, and doing a 180 here.
Yeah, from good to bad. That's the
from
brand.
From good to bad, basically. Yeah. Meanwhile, Bravo's like, "We're going to lean into it into a House of Villains show with all the white people in television."
Do you like, I did like how Cammy addressed what Roz was going through as a woman of color. That was
cool.
I did like that.
Yeah.
Do you like Brendan and Julie Ruth's weird matching commune outfits?
I love it. They really super cute. super cute, I gotta say.
They came from working on the commune's like farm and taking part.
It is, you know, it's not fair that they were the ones who left so early. It's not fair to us as the viewers.
Well, they know, production knows that they fucked up, and that's why they bring them back every episode now.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, they should come into the house every episode. They should. The yes. Boom Boom Room misses Brendan. It's cold.
It does. Business ain't booming no more. It's not. So right. Brooke asks Brendan how he knew when Julie Ruth was a fit. And Brendan says, ask yourself, could you sit with this person 24 hours a day in a hotel getting to know them? And I'm like, isn't that what you're all doing all the time, all day with everyone?
That's literally what you're there for right now.
You're all sitting around in a giant hotel all day, sitting around. It's what you do.
Imagine, could you imagine yourself seeing a beam go up with this person in front of you? Could you imagine winning $750,000 with this person?
Yeah.
Really think about it.
But Brooke steals the show here with a really amazing thing that she says. She says she typically settles for guys who aren't as good looking as her because she's afraid of them cheating. But then they have an insecurity about her. Did she just call Leo ugly?
Oh, no. No.
Yeah, she did.
Fuck that shit.
Do you want me to say that again? She says she settles for guys who aren't as good looking as her because she is afraid of them cheating.
But maybe Leo's like the first good looking one.
Huh. No. That's she very quickly after this was happy to go after Ollie, Ben. She settles for guys who aren't as good looking as her.
But Leo's a handsome guy.
No, that's her pattern, Ben. She doesn't think Leo's good looking. Now you and I think Leo's good looking. She doesn't. She thinks Leo's ugly.
Cemented in stone.
She doesn't like him. She
By the way, I think they're together. I've noticed on Instagram they seem to be at the same places a lot. So
this is some fucking hoe ass shit, bro.
Some fucking bullshit, bro. I'm the fucking most handsome guy in the fucking court, bro. I'm like 6'5". She's fucking blonde, but fucking meant to be, bro. Leo's not. It's so funny. She's like, I am so attractive. She's also big. She's like, I'm so hot that I pick guys that aren't as attractive as me. And then it turns out that then they feel so insecure about me because I'm so hot. It's so hard being so good looking.
It's a tough world.
It's tough being a blonde. They say blondes have more fun, but it's very stressful.
Blondes have more fun because they have to have Xanax every day. In order to get through all the stress of being blonde. Yeah.
Oh, were they at the PGA Tour together last week?
Yes.
They saw John Rahm.
They weren't in John a video win. Together. I don't want to get them in trouble. They weren't in a video together, but we did see separate stories from them at the same place. They may not have been together there. They may have been there separately, just covering your guys' tracks. Okay?
Do they both live in California? I saw that Leo was there. I don't know where they both live. I know it was in L.A. Tiger Woods was hosting. I was watching it. I knew Leo was there. I didn't see that Brooke was there. Very interesting.
Yeah. Also, I don't know if we're spoiling anything since there's no confirmed reunion. So it's not like they could.
There isn't. Yeah. And we know that they're not a match. So I don't think it really matters.
Right.
If there was
a reunion, then it might matter.
We know that there's not a reunion.
Yeah, there's not. Yeah. So far from what we know. Yeah.
So far. Who cares? Will and Courtney. They don't. Will breaks it off because he knows she's going to break it off with him. Brendan and Taylor. Taylor says she only has 5 guys to choose from. Who is she, Danielle? What's happening here? She needs someone to be her best friend like Brendan was. She only has five guys to choose from. These blondes, they have a hard life. Well, I didn't realize being a blonde was so stressful. It is really difficult.
Yeah.
I always thought that it was you had so many options and like your life is amazing because you're Brendan. But sometimes when business is booming, it booms too hard and you just have to live in that boom. Brooke and Ollie, Julia, Ruth, and Brendan, they convince Ollie that Brooke is the perfect match, and Brooke says she's picky now and she will only date hunks, and she won't date Leo because he's not attractive enough, and she says hot Ollie should pursue her. She tells this to Ollie. He says, Ollie, pursue me. I'm not going to date Leo anymore. I'm only going to date hunks who are on my level.
Only the hunks.
Yes.
Yep.
Leo and Julia Ruth talk, and Leo says he has this real spark with Brooke, and Julia Ruth, she shuts it down. She says, you guys would never last in the real world, so don't plan on going to any PGA Tour events together. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
There is someone in the house.
You're gonna want to see.
There is someone in the house that will give you the tools you need. Your soulmate is here. And Leo is very upset about this.
Fuck that shit.
He's mad. He's offended about this. He doesn't like it.
He'll be all right. They'll be going to PGA Tour events in no time.
Yeah, we'll be going there.
Don't worry about it.
Rooting on John Rahm.
Leo, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Do you know who I want to root on, Ben?
Who?
I want to root on us. Hearing from our sponsor.
Sounds great.
Manscaped. So let's take a brief break and let's hear from our sponsor, Manscaped. Support for Reality Alert is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's performance package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code REALITYALERT at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 14 million balls.
Max, my favorite product in there was got to be the Weed Whacker. I love it. My ears were a goddamn forest at one point. It was a complete forest. So, you know, now I can hear. I can hear, and there's nothing going on in there anymore. Just nothing. It's great.
Ben, I didn't even know it, but apparently my nose was a forest, apparently. And then I used the Weed Whacker, and it's as if I can smell better. As if, you know? Wow. And after using the Weed Whacker, the world is completely new to me. Thanks to Manscaped.
Thank you, Manscaped. Look, get 20% off and free shipping with the code REALITYALERT at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code REALITYALERT. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
Welcome back. So we get to evening, and Julia, Ruth, and Brendan, they're still there, but they're no longer matching, which is very sad. I missed the commune clothing.
Oh, it was cute.
Yeah, it was very cute. So they get to send people into the truth booth, and they send Brooke and Ollie in there. Leo is devastated, and Brooke and Ollie match, and they are so excited. And according to the what we talked about last time, they were 67% likely to be a match. So the math checks out, Ben.
It does.
Yep. It does.
Follow math, the math, always.
And numbers. Numbers are numbers.
This is true.
Yes.
One plus one equals two. And that's what Holly and
Terrence were. Terrence Howard does not agree with that, though. If you ever look up his theorems, he does not believe that. So you can't say that for sure.
Really? I didn't know.
Oh, you didn't know that? No. Look up Terrence Howard math. He is a little...
He's got his own theorems, does he?
Yeah, yes, he does. He's not with us.
Wow. Terrence Howard.
Okay. I think he doesn't think that one times one equals two. He doesn't think that that's possible or something like that. Yeah, Terrence Howard's not completely with us. Let's just say that. He's one of those guys. It's great.
Yeah. One plus one equals two, you mean? Yeah.
What?
One plus one
equals two. No, sorry. One times one equals one. He thinks one times one equals two.
Okay, yes. I wanted something like that. I wanted to make sure you clarified so that people didn't think
you were as dumb
as Terrence Howard.
No, I'm not as dumb as Terrence Howard. I just misspoke. Thank you. I hate when you misspeak and people like won't let you like get out of it. And they're like, no, you said that thing.
Yep.
Anyway, thank you.
Like we do with reality TV. Contestants.
Yes. Yes. We're like, oh. We're superior beings.
We are. It's true.
Leo has a hard time. Brooke and Leo talk. And, you know, he says, this is really hard for me because, you know, like, I'm the one that really hurts the girls usually. Like, I'm the one that hurts. I've hurt so many girls, so many blondes. I've just ripped out their hearts and just broken all their fucking hearts. And, you know, like, you're stomping on my
right after left.
Yeah, like, I usually just, like, leave blondes heartbroken. Like, they never get over it for, like, fucking years, man. Like, I take them out to so many golfing events. I just, like, ditch them. But, like, you're breaking my heart. Like, I don't know how to fucking do
ever,
it.
Every time I see them a year or two later, they're all brunette. They've all changed the color of their hair.
And then he says, I love you to her. He says, I know I love you. And she just cries, but then she goes over to Ollie. So clearly, you know.
No, I do think they're pretty nuts about each other. I think it's all very extremely sincere. I do.
You can say I love you all I want, but you're not gonna look like Ollie at the end of the day.
I'm going to take this a step further because why not? Because, you know, what else are we going to do? I'm going to say Brooke and Leo will be the next married couple from Are You the One?
Whoa.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Wow.
There's a lot of passion in that relationship. And he seems
headset
on this. Yes.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I like that. I would like if that happened.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if Brooke lowered her standards for Leo.
No. Max.
She said it, not me. I didn't say that.
They're going to tweet about this.
She said it.
Max, they're going to tweet about this, and then Eduardo's going to squeeze his way into the tweets, and then there's going to be a huge fight, and the Eduardo's going to say, sit on my throne, the throat of my tongue, or the
said,
throat of my tongue.
I settle for guys who aren't as good looking as me. I didn't say that. She did.
I just don't want to be involved in a house fight on Twitter. Okay.
Oh, I do. No. Let's go there.
You do? Why haven't you jumped in then? There's been plenty of chances.
Oh, like the whole house? I thought you meant like someone's house, like in a marital dispute.
No.
Oh, like the whole
thing. I meant all the cast on Twitter.
No, that's too much.
Fights. Yeah.
I just want to be involved with a husband and a wife.
Okay.
Anyway. He and CC boring. Matchup ceremony. Well, we're really getting through this episode very quickly.
We are.
Did anything happen? How is we usually think it's an hour.
It's
going to
be a 25-minute episode.
Well, no, it happened. We complained for like 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Matchup ceremony. Taylor picks Clay. She says in confessional, she can motivate. He can motivate her to be a better person. Something like that. She can motivate.
I do not think that Taylor and Clay are a match.
No way.
I think that Taylor and Leo are a match.
Yeah, blonde.
Yeah, yeah. And it was already discussed throughout this episode too. Brendan and Julia Ruth thought that they were a match, and I was fully expecting Taylor to choose Leo, and then she didn't, so that was confusing. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know. My dog doesn't know why either.
Roz picks Hamuni. Do picks Eduardo. Jordan says, do. What is she thinking?
More like Jordam.
She says Jordam. What is she thinking? I don't know what that's about. I guess she really wanted to be with Eduardo. Eduardo, they've been talking about aliens and
yeah, but they've been picking each other every week, and there's been nothing changing. Really,
I don't know.
Well, it doesn't seem like they're a match to me.
I don't know what the context is. I think Dew seems the most alien-like. So, and I say that in the most complimentary way. So, I feel like Eduardo and Dew might be the best.
She's different from a lot of them. Is that what you mean? Yeah.
Yeah, she's different, and she dresses like a devil. And
I love that. Yeah.
She's the most ethereal. You know, I feel like they would be the most. They're the most different from each other. So I feel like Eduardo and Dew are the most like out there people in the house.
Yeah.
Mindja picks Akel. Wow, Akel says it's much different not being with Anissa, but apparently they're dance partners. Of course, nothing intimate for Akel. Nothing. Nope. No romance in the house.
Can't be doing that.
Can't be nothing. No intimacy.
They dance, but they don't touch while they dance. They hover their hands. I saw them.
Yeah.
They hover their hands.
Is he a priest? Dance. Can he just come out and say he's like a priest or a pastor, a priest, something? What's happening at least here?
Make it make sense, please. Make it make sense.
Does he have a chastity belt, a vow of chastity? What is happening? Something's going on.
Yeah, maybe he's a virgin like Mitch from Perfect Match. We don't know.
Courtney picks Nathan. Now, she doesn't call him like King Nathan. She calls him the King.
Okay.
Does this guy...
I thought he was baby face. First, I thought he was a baby. Now he's a king. I don't know what he is.
He seems like a guy that doesn't need his ego inflated anymore. You know, on an episode of Community where Jeff Winger, his ego gets so inflated that he turns into the Hulk? I feel like this could happen with Nathan. I feel like she should watch out.
100%.
Yeah. Anissa picks Sam, who... he had a two-second confessional during... The spot where there should have been a challenge, of course. It was shocking. CC picks Mikey. Danielle says, "What are we doing?" And Courtney says,
"Yeah, why did she do that? I don't understand that. It's obvious they're not a match. What is she? Your parents aren't here, CC. You can't rebel against them. Come on. You're only hurting yourself here."
Jordan picks Leo. Sorry.
More like Jordam.
I have to do that.
You have to. It's law. It's law.
She says we have to switch things up or we are just going to look like beautiful idiots. You're on reality TV. You're going to look like beautiful idiots no matter what. So you really shouldn't worry about that.
Yes.
And Danielle picks Will.
So of all of these, we got one extra beam. And I think
that's got one beam.
I think the one beam is Courtney and Nathan. That's what I think the one beam is.
Probably. I looked at some of that math, and it seems that like there's just like a million different options that are all at like 20%. Yeah,
that's not looking
good. They're screwed. I don't think they're going to get it.
Yeah, it's really not looking good. And actually, Courtney and Nathan, I'm looking at it now, they're only 15% chance.
Yeah, everything is at like 20%. They're still like
so 500. The highest numbers we have is still Akel and Anissa at 37%. And then we have Taylor and Leo at 37. And I think they are the match, which would mean Akel and Anissa are not the match because they've both sat at the same time. So it's one or the other of them is probably the match, most likely. I think it's Leo and Taylor. I do. Just based on the edit so far, I think it's Leo and Taylor.
They're fucked. They're not going to get it unless, you know, they have it handed to them.
Yeah. Anissa's match could be Nathan too. They're at 20%.
But there's just a few 20%. You know, Nathan has a few 20%. Like, I think they said there's 515, there's 516 left possibilities or something. It's just like there's a lot going on.
Which one do they have to test to really narrow down the possibilities? It's getting
everything.
It's getting really tough. I don't know if they're going to do it.
I don't, they don't have a strategy. They don't have a hope. They don't have a lot of time left.
CC keeps picking the same person every week.
Yeah. I just don't know what they're going to do. They had like 2 weeks where they did the same exact thing for no reason.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have a lot of faith.
Nope. But I love it. If it's the only messy thing to happen this season, then I'm all about it.
So. Yeah, when they pick the same people, it does make me laugh.
Yeah.
You know, as much as we complain, I don't mind tuning in every episode. It's short.
Yeah, I want to see what happens.
Speedy. I do want to see what happens.
And again, I do love this cast. I do.
I do like them.
It's the editing that I have a problem with. Put in the goods.
I think Leo's attractive.
Good. I'm glad you said that. I don't want anyone on this cast to think that we think they're ugly. They've all been cast on there because they're beautiful people, obviously. Obviously.
Yeah. They should just think that each other are all attractive, you know?
Yes. Oh, Anissa says, we love you guys too.
Oh, hi, Anissa.
Hi, Anissa.
Should have done less handshakes.
Oh, well, this was fun, at least talking about it. So, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe really, the drama's
we got out
ramp
some
up.
Pent up rage. This was my therapy for the week.
This was my therapy too. See, Clay wants to see the fights too. See?
Yeah.
They're all coming out of hiding now after we've spent 20 minutes.
Yeah, Angelic says the preview for next week looks crazy. Someone is leaving the villa. Yeah, I don't know. They made it seem like it.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Maybe it's going to ramp up. Who knows?
Yeah.
Hope so. Keeping the faith alive. Keep hope alive. Yep. If not, you know, just keep fighting on Twitter, guys, because that's at least some entertainment for us.
I hope it's not Sam leaving the villa. He's been a main major character. I don't know what the show would be like without him. We can't lose that guy.
Again, we don't doubt he's a nice, sweet guy. I'm sure he is. You know what, though? I don't. Who is he?
That is my prediction for who might be leaving the villa, because he is so not in the edit that.
You don't think the producers would want to keep him because of how boring he is?
Yeah, you're right, but I'm just saying.
He's not even boring. He's just not there.
He's just not there.
He's just not in the edit at all. He's getting the purple edit.
Yeah. I mean, he's volunteering at a local hospital, so they don't have any footage of him because he's not there.
Oh, God. All right, let's wrap this up. Maybe next week we'll do a longer one, but it's up to MTV. It's in your hands, MTV.
Yeah, it's not up to us.
You still have time to re-edit the episode before next Tuesday. So make it happen. The head of MTV is watching this right now, I assume.
MTV and ITV, they're both watching us. So, and the CEO of Paramount Plus.
Hell yes. Viacom, the head of Viacom's watching. Yeah, it's great.
All right, well, we'll see everyone soon. Be sure to check us out this weekend for our Patreon exclusive recap of Perfect Match Center. It's exclusively on our Patreon, patreon.com/realityalert, and it's a good way to support the podcast. Starts at only $5, and otherwise, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
What the fuck?